الحمد لله الحمد لله على توفيقه وامتنانه، الحمد لله على إحسانه، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا محمد عبده ورسوله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. أما بعد، فإخوتي وأخواتي الكرام، أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله تعالى. Honorable brothers and sisters in Islam, I remind you and myself to have the taqwa of Allah Azza wa Jal, for it is the taqwa of Allah that saves one from loss in this world and in the next. Honorable Muslims, from the foundations and most important principles of Islam is the command to have ihsan, to have goodness, perfection, kindness in all of our affairs, in our behavior, in all states, and in all intentions, and in all things that we say and do, and in every form. Allah Most High, He says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُ بِالْعَدْلِ وَالْإِحْسَانِ وَإِيْتَاءِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى. Allah, He says, indeed Allah commands justice and ihsan, goodness, and إِيْتَاءِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى, and giving to the next of kin. Indeed, having ihsan is a way to earn the love of Allah, the mahabba of Allah. Allah says, "Wa ahsinu kama ahsana Allahu ilayk." Allah says, "Do good as Allah has done good to you." "Wa ahsinu inna Allaha yuhibbul muhsinin." And do goodness, perfection, have ihsan. Allah loves the people of ihsan. Allah loves the people of goodness, of beauty and perfection. Honorable brothers and sisters in Islam, through ihsan we can attain the witness, the ma'iyah, the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We attain the tawfiq and the support and the love of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا وَمَعَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ مُحْسِنُونَ. Allah is with those who have consciousness of Him, and He is with those who are the good doers, the muhsinun. Having ihsan, honorable brothers and sisters in Islam, goodness, is a means of attaining all happiness in this world and certainly in the day to come, in the hereafter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He describes the muhsineen and He says, آخذين ما آتاهم ربهم إنهم كانوا قبل ذلك محسنين. In the Jannah, they are taking what their Lord is giving them. They were before that the muhsineen, the good doers. Ihsan, honorable brothers and sisters in Islam, it has a very personal meaning, specific meaning, which is to make our actions completely purified from any corrupt intention. to remove any false intentions in our acts of worship. It is, in fact, the highest level of ibadah, the highest level of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It means to have complete and perfect sincerity, ikhlas, for the sake of Allah, in our intention, in our motivation, in our desiring, that the only thing desired is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said about ihsan, أَن تَعْبُدُ اللَّهِ كَأَنَّكَ تَرَاهُ فَإِن لَمْ تَكُنْ تَرَاهُ فَإِنَّهُ يَرَاكُ. To worship Allah, ihsan is to worship Allah as if you see Him. If you do not see Him, then know that He sees you. Completely making our worship blind to anything in creation, and only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the highest level of ibadah for Allah. Ihsan, honorable brothers and sisters in Islam, it also has a more general meaning, a more general implication, which is to wish goodness for everything in creation. To seek to do good for every person and for every creation, in our speech and in our actions. It means to deal with others in a more perfect and beautiful fashion. Ihsan, honorable brothers and sisters in Islam, in this more general meaning of doing good in all of our affairs and perfecting them and making them as good as we can in our work for the dunya and for our akhirah. This is also ihsan. Ihsan, honorable brothers and sisters in Islam, in a more general way, it encompasses our relationships with our fellow Muslims. It begins with ourselves, ihsan with Allah. Then it includes our relationships with one another, with our families, with our relatives, with our ummah, our community, and with all of mankind. The Prophet ﷺ described ihsan when he mentioned a woman who was a prostitute, a zaniya. She saw a dog licking the mud out of thirst. So she descended into a well and put her shoe in the water and placed the shoe in her mouth and came out of the well and gave the water to the dog. And for this she was forgiven. This act of sincere worship, ihsan, for the sake of Allah. The Prophet ﷺ, he also taught us that ihsan is in everything, even in killing. Allah has written ihsan, as the Messenger ﷺ has said, even when killing and when slaughtering. And he said, when you slaughter, then make your slaughter with a sharp knife and make it a beautiful, a ihsan, a good way of slaughtering without pain for the animal. Ihsan, honorable brothers and sisters in Islam, it includes being kind and showing good character with those who differ with us in our aqidah, in our beliefs, our theology. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, وَلَا تَزَالُ تَطَّلِعُ عَلَى خَائِنَةٍ مِّنْهُمْ. You will see people who betray you, who do not follow you in your aqidah, in your belief. But then Allah says, How do we react to them? Allah tells us to react with turning away and asaf, not reacting with harshness. Allah says, فَعْفُ عَنْهُمْ وَاسْفَحُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Turn away from them and forgive them, pardon them. Allah loves the muhsineen. Ihsan, honorable brothers and sisters in Islam, it includes kindness to the earth itself, to things that are not even sentient, to every particle or every part of this earth. There is ihsan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, وَلَا تُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ بَعْدَ إِصْلَاحِهَا. Do not create corruption on the earth after it has been set aright. And do good, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. And be good. Allah loves those who show kindness, show goodness. So this even extends to the earth itself. Ihsan, goodness and kindness and beauty, it even includes, as the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, a little sparrow. When he said that on the Day of Judgment, a sparrow will cry out to the Lord of the Worlds, and she will say, so and so killed me, loved one, without any benefit, not seeking any benefit, he killed me wrongfully. The Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned that this would happen on the Yawm al-Qiyamah. A little bird will cry out to the Lord of the Worlds and say that she was wrongfully killed. Ihsan, honorable brothers and sisters in Islam, goodness, it includes especially our behavior and our speech with those closest to us, our wives, our spouses, our children, our parents, and the next of kin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He tells us, وَقُولُوا لِلنَّاسِ حُسْنًا, and say to mankind, to people, good words. And Ali radiallahu anhu, he was once asked by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, do you know what is the best character in this world and the next? And then he said, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, أن تصل من قطعك وأن تعطي من حرمك. He said, the best of character is to join the ties of kinship to those who cut you off, and to give to those who don't give to you. In our relationships with our family, to connect the ties of kinship to those who cut us off, and to give to those who do not give to us. This is ihsan. This is one of the greatest forms of ihsan. Honorable brothers and sisters in Islam, from this noble quality, this beautiful trait of ihsan that the Messenger, that Allah Most High has commanded us to, is to forgive those who have rights on us and to overlook those who have wronged us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, describing the believers, وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْظِ وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Those who restrain their rage and they pardon and overlook others. And indeed Allah loves the muhsineen. Allah loves those who show ihsan to others. Ihsan, honorable brothers and sisters in Islam, it includes being kind and gentle and beautiful when debating others. When matters of difference arise, and to avoid being harsh in such circumstances. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, indeed, إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ يَنْزِغُ بَيْنَكُمْ وَقُولُوا لِلنَّاسِ حُسْنًا وَقُلْ لِعِبَادِي وَقُلْ لِعِبَادِي يَقُولَ الَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنَ إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ يَنْزِغُ بَيْنَهُمْ. Allah says, tell my servants, say what is beautiful, because indeed the devil, he tries to inspire enmity amongst the people, amongst the believers. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He told us to respond with kindness when faced with evil. He says, Azza wa Jal, idfa billati hiya ahsan. Idfa billati hiya ahsan as-sayyi'ah. Repel with goodness, ihsan, that which is evil. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, idfa billati hiya ahsan, fa'idha alladhi baynaka wa baynahu adawatan ka'annahu waliyan hamim. Repel evil with goodness, or repel with goodness. Idfa billati hiya ahsan, repel with goodness, and then that one who had enmity towards you, he will become your close friend and companion. Honorable brothers and sisters in Islam, even when debating with the people of the book, we are commanded to speak and to talk and to have ihsan with them, to have goodness and beauty and perfection. Allah Most High, He says, وَلَا تُجَادِلُوا أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ إِلَّا بِالَّتِهِ أَحْسَنُ. وَلَا تُجَادِلُوا أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ إِلَّا بِالَّتِهِ أَحْسَنُ. And do not debate with the people of the book, إِلَّا, except بِالَّتِ هِيَ أَحْسَنُ. Say goodness to them. Say what is more beautiful when debating with the people of the book. Honorable brothers and sisters in Islam, ihsan, goodness, it extends to business and how we deal with our relationships with our fellow Muslims, how we treat one another in business transactions. Ihsan is required also in our business relationships with one another, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةً. The believers are brothers to one another. And this means that a believer should not overcharge or take an exorbitant profit from his fellow Muslim. He should not monopolize his fellow Muslim, but he should treat him with kindness and with goodness. The believer is the one who loves for his fellow believer what he loves for himself. So even in buying and selling and trading, one should not take an exorbitant price from the people, and not exaggerate prices and exploit the needs of people. And what we see today of the spread of poverty among some and the vast richness of others in certain places, which leads to conflict and lack of security and instability, this is a direct result of people taking advantage and exploiting the poor, and taking what is not right in terms of profiting. Honorable brothers and sisters in Islam, from the forms of ihsan, from the most important forms of ihsan, is that every person who Allah has given a position of responsibility of caring, of ra'iyya, that he should have ihsan, he should have goodness to those under his authority and responsibility. He should treat, a father should treat his children with ihsan. The son should treat his father with ihsan. And for those who are related brothers, they should be like brothers to one another with ihsan. Ihsan means that anybody who Allah has given authority should want goodness for those under his authority. He should strive to bring benefit to those under his authority and to ward off the harms from them. Uthman radiallahu anhu, he describes the person of the best ihsan that ever existed, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, we used to be with the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on journeys and when we were local. And the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would always check on us and visit us if we were sick. And if there was a janazah, he would go and pray the janazah for us. And if there was an expedition, he would come with us on the expedition. And he would give us advice for every big and little matter. The Messenger of Allah, the leader of the Muslims, going with them, being in the camp with them, advising them, visiting their sick, caring about them, helping them in every little and big matter. This is ihsan of the ruler to those under his rule. This is the ihsan that Allah commands for every person in responsibility for those under his rule. أقول هذا القول وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولنساء المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. The brothers are standing in the back. There's also room upstairs and in the building on my right, inshallah. If there's any room, any gaps, if we could please fill it in, inshallah. Jazakallah khair. May Allah accept from you and bless you. Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Ibadullah, ittaqullah kama amar. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, have the taqwa of Allah as Allah has commanded us. From the beautiful ihsan of the leaders for those under their authority, the example, the best example for mankind, or one of the best role models that we can look at, is Umar al-Faruq. Umar al-Faruq, he said, I swear by Allah, if Allah gives me life, then there will be no widow, even in Iraq, but she will not need anybody after me. Any widow, and even as far away as Iraq, Umar said, I will take care of her if Allah gives me life. And this Umar al-Faruq indeed fulfilled that promise. We find in the narrations that he used to bring in Medina wood on his own back and water to the homes of the widows. And the women didn't even know who this man was, bringing wood and water to take care of their needs. Honorable brothers and sisters in Islam, from ihsan, the most important forms of ihsan is that the ruler strive to improve the condition of those under his authority. The Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, as if he is speaking about the ummah today, he said, O Allah, whoever you grant authority over my ummah and he makes it hard on them, then make it hard on him. And whoever you grant authority over my ummah and he shows kindness towards them, then be kind towards him. Honorable brothers and sisters in Islam, this is the ihsan that Islam commands. Where are the people of democracy and human rights compared to these noble principles? Principles based upon faith, on belief in Allah, and accountability on the Day of Judgment. Where are they compared to Umar al-Faruq, who walked the streets checking on the condition of the people? Honorable brothers and sisters in Islam, what is upon every person of authority, every ruler, every father, every employer, every person who has some position, is that they must treat the people under their authority with kindness, with easiness and leniency, and not to restrict and make difficult things upon them. This is not from ihsan. Ihsan means wishing well for all of creation, wishing goodness for everyone in creation except those that were prohibited from wishing good for them by the Sharia. Ihsan, honorable brothers and sisters in Islam, it is to purify our intention completely from any corruption, from any filth besides for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is to have complete sincerity for Allah in every action that we do, to worship Allah as if we see Him. If we do not see Him, then know that He sees us. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأذل الشرك والمشركين اللهم اجعلنا من المحسنين اللهم اجعلنا من المحسنين اللهم اجعلنا وكل المسلمين من المحسنين اللهم أحسن ختامنا وختام المسلمين أجمعين اللهم اشفي مرضانا اللهم اشفي مرضانا اللهم اشفي مرضانا وارحم موتانا اللهم ارزقنا الإخلاص اللهم ارزقنا الإخلاص اللهم طهر قلوبنا من النفاق وأعمالنا من الرياء وألسنتنا من الكذب وأعيننا من الخيانة فإنك تعلم خائنة الأعين وما تخفي الصدور اللهم رد المسلمين إلى دينك ردا جميلا اللهم فرج هم المهمومين من المؤمنين اللهم فرج هم المهمومين من المؤمنين اللهم نعوذ بك من شر أنفسنا اللهم نعوذ بك من سوء الأخلاق اللهم اهدنا إلى أحسن الأخلاق لا يهدي لأحسنها إلا أنت واصرف عنا سيئها لا يصرف عنا سيئها إلا أنت اللهم اجعل الأخوة والمحبة والرحمة والأخلاق ينشر بيننا يا رب العالمين اللهم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين يا حي يا قيوم يا سميع الدعاء يا أرحم الراحمين يا غفور يا ودود اغفر لنا جميعا وصلى الله على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون وأقيموا الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
قل لا إله إلا الله استوى تليل يرحمني ويرحمكم الله. Please be lenient towards your brother. Make room if you have. استوى الله أكبر سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك تبارك اسمك. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. الرحمن علم القرآن خلق الإنسان علمه البيان الشمس والقمر بحسبان والنجم والشجر يسجدان والسماء رفعها ووضع الميزان ألا تطغوا في الميزان الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد الله أكبر